This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the California story. I'm Kim Weir. It's going to take strategy to come up with a travel or a vacation plan that delivers as much freedom and enjoyment as possible, maybe even good old-fashioned fun, while also fully embracing the strange new world we're living in, the one in which the subtext of every trip is the need to sidestep strangers, avoid even friends, and keep dodging the coronavirus. Can that even be fun? Let's just say yes. Let's vote for hope and for human ingenuity. And then let's define travel fun as simply seeking novel experiences and new scenery safely. First, decide how much risk is reasonable or wise. In the age of COVID-19, a young, active family will typically embrace travel options more expansively than an elder like me. Also consider your particular vulnerabilities. Wanting to get out into the world again for the pure pleasure of it is a good thing. We all want that. But travel can also wait, at least this year and maybe next year too. There's nothing wrong with making that walk down the driveway to the mailbox and back your most daring summer adventure. Live to tell the tale. Second, if you are comfortable traveling, start slow. Keep it simple and stay close to home. Make it easy to turn around and head home if you need to. This is supposed to be fun, remember? Maybe start with day trips to practice going from here to there in basically the same safety bubble you're already comfortable with. In the process, you might notice the need for new precautions. Third, figure out what suits you and then go find it. Fully explore current options. Because things change so much, so fast in March when the coronavirus locked us down, you'll need to call around to find out what's doable right now. Websites may not be accurate. Also keep in mind that everyone seems to be looking for the same thing, meaning freedom to pursue particular interests. Fishing, biking, hiking, and kayaking or canoeing, for starters, while exercising at least some control over the immediate environment. These days, most of us are heading into the great outdoors, if only because viral spread is said to be lower outside. We are opting for accommodation suitable for small groups, from camping and houseboating to private home and cabin rentals. Within those trends, there are safe options for everyone. Availability depending on when and how far you're willing to go and how much you're willing to pay. Say you want to go camping. There's a big difference between public or private campgrounds, let's assuming you can get a reservation this summer, and dispersed or pull-off-the-road camping on Forest Service or BLM lands, which is free but comes with no comforts or services. There's an equally vast gap between standard campgrounds and glamping, or glamorous camping, the hip trend for affluent non-campers, essentially, fully furnished luxury, sometimes on supremely isolated private ranches or estates. However you choose to disengage from day-to-day life this summer in search of new, if temporary, horizons, don't forget it's not all about you. The adventure, always, is also about the people you encounter, even in passing, along the way. So pack your manners and best public safety practices. As always, wherever you go, there you are. Until next time, when we talk about road trips, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road.